Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. Getting underway with the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. The 5 o'clock follies with yours truly, the attack dog of the right. The bombastic loud mouth of the South. Great to have you along. Fireworks post 4th of July in Washington today on the floor of the House, where the person who is third in line to the presidency, the Wicked Witch of the West, Nancy Pelosi, decided to use a personal attack on the floor of the House against President Trump today, prompting a response from Georgia Republican Doug Collins, who asked that her words be taken down, which is a interesting kind of rebuke. So more on this as we proceed along today. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Oh, and by the way, just when I think Joe Biden could not possibly be more delusional and say something even stupider than he has said before, creepy Uncle Joe proves me wrong again and does say something even stupider than he has before. Well, share that with you as well. This guy continues to raise the bar on putting his foot in his mouth. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address is bob@1063.com. To the phones we go, and our leadoff batter here in the Follies today is Richie in Spartanburg. Hi, Richie, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bob. What I want to talk about, well, especially is AOC and her great gang of people.
Right.
I don't understand the
four horse-faced women of the apocalypse, as we like to refer to them.
Well, let's just call them the four hags.
Okay.
But I don't understand what in the world Donald Trump said that was so racist. I don't understand that. And another thing, as far as Mark Sanford goes, would you please, pretty please with sugar on top, get the heck out of South Carolina?
I'm telling you, Richie is like Biden in that. He just doesn't get it. I mean, it's over, Mark.
Yeah. But I tell you what, Bob, if I had my way, all that gang of four, they would be what you call barefoot and pregnant cooking in the kitchen.
Well, look, I'll be just as happy. Thanks, Richie. I'll be just as happy, you know, if the lamestream media continues to keep them front and center as the face of the Democrat Party, with a Democrat socialist agenda. There's an oxymoron. How can you be have a democracy and be a socialist? You know, they just don't get it. So meantime, in Washington today, a lot of fireworks on the floor of the House. Pelosi taking to the floor to be critical of the president, and when her remarks turn personal, Georgia Representative Doug Collins challenged her and demanded that her words be taken down, which is an extraordinary rebuke, the first of its kind involving a member of Congress and a Speaker of the House in decades. Theoretically, could result in Pelosi being barred from speaking on the floor for the remainder of the day. Too bad they don't have a rule that would bar her from speaking on the floor for the remainder of her life. Pelosi, well, I'll go ahead and subject you to it again. Here is first of all what Pelosi was going off about. And this is brilliant on Trump's part, because it forces Pelosi to defend the Odd Squad and again puts them front and center as the face of the party, which is exactly what President Trump would like. Here is Pelosi.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
Uh-huh.
To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people.
Now, Ms. Pelosi never explained what precisely in the president's tweets was racist, rather than opposing them on ideological grounds. But Pelosi continued to elaborate.
Yet the president's comments about our colleagues this weekend showed that he does not share those American values. These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and the comments are racist.
Mm-hmm.
How shameful to hear him continue to defend those offensive words, words that we have all heard him repeat, not only about our members, but about countless others.
Pelosi, at that point, her voice rising, said, "There's no excuse for any response to those words, but a swift and strong unified condemnation. Every single member of the institution, as you heard her say, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets." Collins then stood and asked if Pelosi wanted to rephrase that comment. Here is the back and forth. You will hear Pelosi, Georgia Republican Doug Collins, and then towards the end, the guy who was sitting as the chair during this, Representative Emanuel Cleaver. He's a Democrat from Minnesota, and he unfortunately was not apparently all that familiar with what you do in a parliamentary procedure here, and somebody had to whisper it in his ear. So here is that byplay.
I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House if she would like to rephrase that comment.
I have cleared my remarks with a parliamentarian before I read them.
Oh, good. Yeah, thanks.
And take it. And I ask the words be taken down. I make a point of order. The gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and risk ready to be taken down.
The chair will remind all members, please, please do not make comments toward personality-based comments. The gentleman from Georgia is recognized.
I made a point of order that the gentlewoman's armed parliamentarian and request they be taken down.
Is the gentleman making a demand that the words be taken down?
Yeah, it's what he said, dummy.
I request that the gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and request that they be taken down.
All members will suspend.
And you hear somebody in the background there whispering to Mr. Cleaver from Missouri exactly what he's got to do there. So they then had about a 20-minute consultation trying to figure out where they went from there. Pelosi then appeared to leave the floor, which, by the way, is a violation of House rules when somebody's words are taken down. Among all the other volumes of what's going on here with this parliamentary procedure, the House has used Thomas Jefferson's Manual of Parliamentary Practice as the Bible, if you will, the touchstone for their House operations up to and including today. And Mr. Jefferson's manual stated that House members cannot use language on the floor which is personally offensive to the president. Okay? The House also relies on Cannon's Book of Precedents, authored by the late Missouri Representative Clarence Cannon, who's a Democrat. Cannon's book says that personal criticism, innuendo, ridicule, and terms of opprobrium are out of order in the House. So Fox News got a copy of the draft resolution, which is being debated, which mentioned Jefferson, Hamilton, Madison, also quoted Benjamin Franklin, FDR, JFK, and President Reagan. The resolution entitled House Resolution 489, condemning President Trump's racist comments directed at members of Congress, asserted that President Trump's racist comments have legitimized fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Fox News is told Republican support for the resolution will likely be in the single digits. So the battle on the House floor over Pelosi's comments could delay the vote late into the evening. We will see about that. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer didn't have a direct answer when questioned about the text of the resolution earlier today. The parliamentarian determined at the time that the speaker's use of the word lowest amounted to inappropriate language. A similar dramatic episode occurred in the House in the 1980s when Newt Gingrich sparred with then-House Speaker Tip O'Neill. O'Neill saying, "My personal opinion is this. You deliberately stood in that well before an empty house and challenged these people, and you challenged their Americanism, and is the lowest thing I've ever seen in my 32 years in Congress." The parliamentarian determined at the time the speaker's use of the word lowest amounted to inappropriate language. So this is all a tempest in a teapot. But look, it certainly is worth the price of admission. 17 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I mentioned creepy Uncle Joe and how I would have thought it virtually impossible for him to add anything in his public statements that's any stupider than stuff he said before. But once again, he proved me wrong. He was up to the challenge and did say something even stupider. Be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Work, 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 work.
You're absolutely right, Governor LePetitmaine. That's all we do. We slave away for 4 hours each weekday over a hot microphone and a computer terminal and a bank of phones. Bob and the Bobettes, I'm speaking of course. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, screening the callers, pushing the buttons, making sure the trains run on time, and Little Annie back in the news center, keeping you up to speed with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It's a fun crew, and you're a part of it because you're right there on your side of the speaker, and we appreciate your being there. So what would you say, if you were asked, what would you say would be the signature lie of the Obama-Biden administration? Yeah, I know, there's a lot of them. You know, it was a video that caused Benghazi. Fast and Furious was not a gun-running scheme dreamed up by Eric Holder. There's a long list there. But wouldn't you say probably at the very top of the food chain for biggest lie of the Obama administration, even the Washington Compost, as Mark Levin likes to call him, even the Washington Compost gave this statement 5 Pinocchios, which is a pretty good indication that it's inaccurate. Wouldn't you say that Obama's best-known lie of all time was, if you like your doctor, you can keep him. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Wouldn't you say that's probably the most significant, most easily recognized lie of the Obama administration? So what does Biden do? He revisits it. This is how stupid this guy is. This guy couldn't pour liquid out of a boot if the directions were printed on the heel. Biden gets out on the campaign trail and repeats the biggest Obamacare lie while describing his health care plan. Former VP Joe Biden pledged Americans who like their employer-based or private insurance plans could keep them under a sweeping health care reform proposal his campaign unveiled yesterday. I'm telling you, you know, these guys, they don't even realize how delusional and how stupid they are. Biden, who was instrumental in helping Obama pass Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act, made the promise during an AARP forum in Iowa while discussing how his public option proposal differed from Medicare for All. By the way, you know, it was at the signing of Obamacare that Biden, speaking in front of a hot microphone that he knew was hot, turned to Obama and said, "This is a big effing deal." How's that for vulgarity? Biden, quote, "How many of you like your employer-based health care? Did you think it was adequate? Now, if I come along and say, finished, you can't have it anymore, well, that's what Medicare for All does. You cannot have it, period." Biden added that his plan, which his campaign estimates will cost $750 billion over the first 10 years of implementation, would give people the option of private or public health insurance. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great, Joe. I'll take the DMV health insurance plan. Thank you. Biden said, and I quote, "If you like your health care plan, your employer-based plan, you can keep it. If you like your private insurance, you can keep it." Let's see a show of hands here. How many people have seen this movie and know how it ends? Okay, everybody. Okay, thank you. Biden's promise echoing the one made by Obama. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it. While selling the American public on Obamacare, the promise, as many have noted, turned out to be impossible because many of the existing plans did not meet the strict regulations and standards created by Obamacare. Impossible to know how many plans were canceled. The number is widely reported as being upwards of 4 million plans. The crux of the plan that Biden showcased yesterday revolves around creating a new public health insurance option that will function similarly to other government-run programs like Medicare and Medicaid. Even before the plan was released, Biden told voters in New Hampshire last week they'd get to keep their private health insurance plans if he was elected president. way to go, Joe. Only Biden can continue to stupefy me by topping himself in stupidity time after time. By the way, Biden joked about being somewhat geriatric, since a lot of the other Democrat candidates are knocking on him for his age. He would be 81, I think, when completed his first term. Biden striking back at that today, showing he's a man who is substantially more vigorous than someone typically thought of at age 76. But wait until you said, wait until you hear what he said and how he phrased his challenge to the younger Donald J. Trump. This guy never ceases to amaze. We'll be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show, 5:30 here on Tuesday.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, this is classic. I mean, it was just over the weekend at this Netroots Nation meeting, which is every progressive and wacko lefty on the planet shows up at, that one of these four horsewomen of the apocalypse, the Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts, said black and Hispanic lawmakers who were siding with Pelosi were race traitors and called Pelosi herself a racist. And then along comes Donald Trump, you know, and he puts out his tweets. That forces Pelosi to have to rush to the defense of the people. She's not even speaking to AOC. They don't talk. But the civil war within the Democrat Party is only under a temporary flag of truce. But you remember last week as well, Pelosi was being critical of AOC and the Odd Squad. And so you wonder why she now has wrapped her arms around them and is referring to them as our sisters. Well, she felt she had to in the wake of the president's tweets. But the reason, I think, last week that Pelosi was being critical of AOC and Omar and all of them, there is a poll that has been leaked, an internal Democrat poll. The Democrats commissioned a poll of swing voters, okay, and asked them about the Odd Squad, and it was a bloodbath. AOC was recognized by 74% of voters in the poll. How many had a favorable view of her? 22%. Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Somalia, another member of the Odd Squad, was recognized by 53% of swing voters. 9%. I didn't leave out a number there. 9% had a favorable view. Socialism. You see all these push stories on the web all the time. Oh, many more Americans now in favor of socialism. Want to bet? These are swing voters, okay? Socialism was viewed favorably by 18% of the voters and unfavorably by 69%. The numbers for capitalism, somewhat better. 56% approve of capitalism. One Democrat looking at these numbers said socialism is toxic to these voters. So when the president has come out with these tweets and now essentially has placed AOC and Ilhan Omar and the rest of this ilk as the face of the Democrat Party, it's exactly where we would like to have them. And I hope the media keeps pushing them. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, Joe Biden in his campaign against Donald Trump, trying to push the meme that even though he is 76 years old, that he is a much more vigorous and vital guy than you might expect. I don't know if he's taking a testosterone medicine. He's on that Genesis stuff or whatever. Joe Biden tells Morning Joe, Morning Schmo, that if Trump says he's feeble or low energy, he'll challenge him to a push-up contest on the spot. This is Biden's idea of how the voters of America should make a determination on who should be in the White House. We're going to have a push-up contest. How about chin-ups, Joe? How many times can you haul yourself up that bar? Although I think Biden probably has been at more than one bar. Anyway, Biden says, I would say to him, come on, Donald. Come on, man. That's all Biden can say. Whenever they question him about something, his health care plan or whatever, I say, oh, come on, man. How many push-ups do you want to do here, pal? Bernie Sanders, a few hours after Tuesday's broadcast of Morning Schmo, said he might challenge the president to a mile-long foot race. You may remember the former Veep previously said he could, quote, beat the hell out of Trump and would take him behind the gym if they were in high school. I guess he's unfamiliar with the fact that Donald Trump was a pretty good athlete in high school, and he might be biting off more than he could chew if he thinks he could beat the hell out of him behind the gym. Rick Perry, you remember Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas? Boy, he's a doofus. He's a Republican, but he's a doofus. Said in 2015 he wanted to challenge Trump to a chin-up competition. Well, there you go. I knew somebody would work their way up to that after the president claimed that Perry lacked the stamina to run. Biden said he often runs instead of walks along parade routes, like the one where he appeared on July 4th in Independence, Missouri. I mean, jokingly, come on, run with me, man, he told an invisible Trump. You know, he is stupefying in his ignorance. Absolutely stupefying. And yet, you know, in the face of AOC and the Odd Squad, Biden, stupid as he is, at least appears, you know, to be halfway rational. I mean, he's a doofus, but he seems like, you know, a halfway normal guy compared to the Islamists and the commies. Jeez. Bobby, I think they're bullying the old hag. They want her out. She's caving. We'll see. I guarantee you one thing. The halls of Congress will run red with Democrat blood as this civil war continues to play itself out. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show, 14 before 6.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. 5:52 now, 8 before 6, and in on my text line. Hey, Bobby, you forgot to play that soundbite of Pelosi at the end of her speech where she says, I'll get you and your little dog, too. Yeah, I don't think Fox did provide that soundbite today for some reason. Bobby, about Mark Sanford, has this man no shame? He derailed his own train and political future when he lied in office about his whereabouts and committed adultery. His ex must be laughing her rear end off and his kids hiding their heads in the sand. Thanks from Mary in Taylor's. Bobby had almost forgotten about Obama's biggest lie. Thanks, Sleepy Joe, for reminding me. Bobby, anybody else find it interesting that Obama has still neglected to endorse Sleepy Joe? I'm not surprised. Bobby, really? Vote for Mark Sanford? I'd rather pound my thumb flat with a ball-peen hammer. That's going to leave an ugly bruise. Bobby, does anybody else find it obscenely hypocritical that Congress can draft a resolution in one day when it's about them, but no help for Americans suffering because of the mess they created at the border? Yeah. To the phones we go. Lou is along. He is in Campobello. Hi, Lou. How is your Tuesday?
It's over, Bobby, so it's now relaxing for the rest of the night. But I heard you talking about the ratings for the, quote, Fab Four.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of people might take them seriously if the Democrats would rebuke them when they do some things that are just unacceptable. You know, the F Trump things.
Right.
When Omar is spewing her anti-Semitic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Democrats, they don't discipline within because they're afraid of losing their fringe base. But boy, I'll tell you what, when Trump just makes a comment that I think everybody listening to your show has probably said one time or the other, if you don't like it here, you can go.
Yeah, go back where you came from, wherever that may be.
Right. Well, I mean, whether that's Ohio or or Indiana or, you know, Somalia, if you don't like it here, go back to where you came. You left there for a reason, right?
You know, isn't it funny? All these Hollywood elitists are always saying, "No, if Trump gets elected, boy, I'm leaving the country. I'm going to Canada." Do any of them ever leave?
No.
Yeah.
No. And I think, just like Kaepernick, I think a lot of it is show. I mean, if your only thing that you're going to do to protest Donald Trump is to claim you're going to leave, are you really against Donald Trump? I mean, you didn't leave. All you want to do is make a name for yourself. I mean, how do we elect? I understand Omar, how they elected her. Obama lets 80,000 Somalis come in. The bulk of them move to Minnesota in her district, and they nominate her. But the Democrats just have to be banging their head on a spot somewhere saying, can these two really be this stupid?
Yeah.
Her and AOC.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the obvious answer is yes, they can be that stupid. But the Democrats, I mean, they're so fast to jump on Trump, and they will defend the Fab Four, okay, if it means getting to Trump. But I think your poll speaks volumes. The American people aren't buying it, and they, thank God, are too stupid to change their philosophy.
Now, here's a question. Is there a bigger hellhole on the face of the earth than Mogadishu in Somalia? You'd be hard-pressed to find a place worse on the planet with warlords in control, with no government to speak of. And here is Ilhan Omar's family, who through the generosity and charity and humanity of America allows her family to immigrate to the United States. She ought to be getting down on her hands and knees and kissing the ground in America every day of the week for removing her family from that hellhole. And instead, what does she do? Constantly is critical of this country and everything about it. Lou, thanks very much for the call. Good to have you here. There's one more to go. The bonus hour is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show, including today's edition of Boneheads on the News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.